Chronicles. Batgirl Chronicles. I love food.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying us so far. This is Fat Girl Chronicles. I have me my lovely co-host. Ken, go ahead and introduce yourself.
How you doing, everybody? This is Kenny, your brother in the struggle.
And this is your girl, Vicky. And today, we are going to discuss pizza versus tacos. Mm. Okay? So, basically, this is, what if? If you had to choose, and you only could have one in your diet for the rest of your life, pizza versus taco. Ken, which one are you picking?
I'm going to have to go with pizza.
Okay, why is that?
With a pineapple topping, it's nothing like cheese, bread, just blending together perfectly with sauce, and then you could put toppings on it. Like, I'm getting hungry right now just thinking about it.
But wait, I'm sorry, did you say pineapple?
Yes, I love a pineapple topping on my pizza since I gave up some meats and
He gave up red meats and he gave up beef and he lied to himself about giving up pork. But we'll let him keep lying to himself. But if we go out to eat right now and there's bacon, guess who's getting bacon? I'm just saying.
We'll have to see.
Yeah. All right, I can take a picture and I can show y'all. All right. But I know a lot of people are kind of against pineapple or fruit in general on
well,
a taco.
Screw you if you don't think that pineapple should go on top of a pizza.
Now, mind you, I am not saying no to pineapple. I love a pineapple. Pineapple, pepperoni, and extra cheese. I don't do ham. I don't like ham, so I don't do the typical Hawaiian.
You don't like ham?
I don't like ham.
From South Jersey?
What does that got to do with anything?
How are you from the South if you don't like ham?
I don't like ham. I don't, but I like pork.
Now, if they make ham at a Thanksgiving dinner, like, you won't even slice it?
No, I don't want none of it. Don't even put that on my... Listen. And I'm not... And guess what? Guess who's cooking the ham? I'm cooking the ham. I put the little cloves in it, and I do all of that stuff. I do not like ham. It tastes nasty.
I don't even know who you are.
But I love bacon. I love pepperoni. I love salami. I even eat pig's feet and chitlins. All right?
All right now. I don't do no chitlins.
Chitlins with some hot sauce is good. Whatever. Don't judge me. You don't know my life. Okay, so you're picking pizza. Now, tacos are good, though.
I'm not hating on tacos.
Hard and soft. You have the various meats. You can do shrimp. You can do chicken. You can do beef. You can do pork. You can do steak. Basically, anything can go into a taco.
I'm always down for a Taco Tuesday. However, if there was a choice between taco and pizza, I'm choosing pizza.
Okay.
With pineapples, for all you haters who like pineapples on a pizza.
And then you have the different queso and guac and pico and all that that you put in the taco.
That's too many choices. Just keep it simple. Cheese, sauce, bread, pineapple.
That don't even make no sense. Too many choices. Pizzas have how many toppings? And that's even if you just do, like, the dinner pizza. You can do breakfast pizza. Now you got the eggs on them and stuff like that. Is that too fancy? Is that too artesian?
That's a lot going on.
Yeah. See, I love a taco, okay? And I love the real tacos that are made with the corn tortillas. And usually you have
like
to have...
Like an ethnic taco.
Yeah, and you have to have two of the corn tortillas because they can't handle what you put in them because they rip and stuff. But they're good. And you know what? I'm not going to lie. I also love Taco Bell. Now, Taco Bell might be cheap.
And it might be right down the street.
It is right down the street. But I love myself some Taco Bell. And I don't have to go fancy. I don't need all the special ones that are on the commercials and this and all that. And double chalupa and da-da. Don't need all that. Give me my regular beef supreme taco. One hard, one soft. And I'm good.
No, give me a Dorito taco.
Oh, well, yeah, the Dorito taco.
Oh, man.
Good.
You know, when I stopped eating beef a long time ago and I was eating chicken recently and I gave it up. When you go to Taco Bell, they charge you to substitute the beef for the chicken.
Really? Well, first of all, the beef ain't real beef. Whatever it is, it comes in a weird looking bag and they heat it up in some water.
So, I think it's just evil to charge me more money for my heart's desire.
Yeah, well, that is what it is. And also, you know, going off the Doritos, you know what I saw the other day when I was in the grocery store? They had, it was a Dorito shell filled with cheese in the frozen section. And it was weird because it wasn't just the Doritos brand. It was like four other types of brands that were just the same. It was like a potato, like kind of like the Hot Pocket, but it was like a hash brown instead, filled with cheese. It was Velveeta. It was filled with cheese. And there was like a, also like a bagel type thing, just straight cheese. And I didn't buy it because I'm like, I don't know about that. But you know what? Maybe we'll do an episode where we buy some of these weird things and that you see out in the frozen section that you're like, when they say new, and you're like, who in the hell decided this was a good idea? I'm like, that just sounds bad. And we'll, you know, we'll cook it two directions. We'll cook it both ways in the microwave and in the oven. Because a lot of times the oven is better, but nobody has time for that 45 minutes for like a freaking hot pocket to work. I mean, put it in the dang old microwave and you're done in a minute and a half. And the oven's 30 minutes. I don't have the patience for it. But, you know, whatever. And I got off topic. Tacos. but then, you know, then you have like the taco salads. Then you have burritos. Then you have
a taco bowl where you could just eat the bowl after you're done.
Oh, yeah.
What?
There's a amazing place in downtown Newark.
Dario's.
And the owner is very friendly. He talks to anybody and everybody. And even if he never knows your name, he sees you on the street, he's going to talk to you. Right. See, you know, he'll be like, hey, mommy, what's good, papi? How you doing? Like, he is very much all into his
customers.
His customers, okay? And so not to be talking too much, but it is what it is. But he will take, is it like a burrito or pita shell? And they deep fry it. Yes, they deep fry it. And then instead of you having just a regular bowl, that is your actual bowl for your taco, your food, yeah, for your salad. And then they put all the stuff on top of it.
Rice, corn, shrimp, green beans, tomatoes, potatoes. Anything you want.
And in the end, it is not healthy anymore.
No.
No.
Then you get cheese on it and sour cream and,
well, yeah,
salsa.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a taco without sour cream or crema, whatever. I'll take either or. I prefer sour cream. And cheese. You need the cheese, too. And it needs to be cold cheese, like the shredded cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I love queso. I would want both. But if I had to pick one or the other, it needs to be the shredded cheese over the queso. That's just my opinion. I don't know why. I think maybe something about the hot and the cold, that's real good. And the mixture of the cheese with the sour cream and then the salsa or pico. Yes,
that's the best mixture, yeah, ever.
But I'm going to be honest. If it's pizza versus taco and I had to pick just one, I will pick pizza. I'm not going to lie. I have a love affair with tacos. They are my best friend. And I have gone to Taco Bell all my life. But I'm picking pizza. And we probably will do an episode on the best pizza places. And decide, I mean, obviously, we're from the Jersey tri-state area. We have New York, Philly, and, you know. So, obviously, we would always pick pizzerias over the chains. But we'll discuss the chains because some of y'all out there have some garbage pizza. So, y'all don't understand the amazingness that is the pizza from this area. So, we'll talk about the chains that will be available to other people. But yeah, pizza for me.
You want a bowl to eat? Go to Dario's. I'm sorry, go ahead.
It's okay. Yeah, so definitely I'm picking pizza. One year I did give up pizza for a whole year.
What was that like?
It was not good. It was not nice. But I realized I was eating pizza so much, like every day, every week. It was so crazy, the amount of pizza I was eating, that I had to give it up. I had to let it go. So then next time when I introduced it back to my diet, then I had better control. Because I was out of control. Out of control for my pizza. And, you know.
But we also, on one episode, should talk about the different pizza chains, too.
Yeah.
Because all of them aren't good.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Yeah, I'll eat either one of them.
I'll eat at them regardless, but you know, it is what it is. So fat girl moment of the week. I think that was that it for the topic of the week. Did you have anything else you wanted to add? I'm sorry.
No, pizza wins.
Pizza wins hands down.
Unless it's a taco bowl from Dario's.
So definitely, guys, let us know. Go over to our Facebook page if you agree with us or disagree with us. If you think pizza shouldn't win over tacos, or if you're a taco person, definitely let us know. Or what's your favorite pizza? Let us know that as well. Mine will always be pepperoni, pineapple, and extra cheese. I think that's the best combination. Ken, what's your favorite pizza?
Just pineapple these days. Just pineapple.
Pineapple and cheese?
Yep.
That's it?
That's all I need to be happy.
What?
All I need.
If y'all can see my face, you can understand that I'm in disbelief.
And I like when my cheese bubbles up.
Oh, gosh.
And the crust is bubbly.
All right, wait. So, fat girl moment of the week. So, there was an interesting situation that happened recently, and it involves pizza with my co-host, Ken. Even though this one should be my fat girl moment, I'm going to defer to Ken because we're talking about pizza right now for him to share his pizza story. Ken, go ahead and share your pizza story.
Alrighty. So, I do a lot of driving. I have a long commute back and forth to work. So, I like to use the turnpike for my commute.
That's Route 95. You know,
95
runs all up and down the East Coast. I actually have the same commute as Ken. He would always laugh at me when I would complain about this. But go ahead, Ken. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Alrighty. So, after exit 11 off the New Jersey Turnpike, there's a rest stop. And that rest stop has a Popeyes, a pizzeria, salad place, so on and so forth.
And a Starbucks, because everybody has to have a Starbucks. You know, they took out, like, all the McDonald's?
Oh, I just noticed that.
All the McDonald's are gone.
They're on the parkway, though, but they're not on the turnpike.
Yeah, they're not on the turnpike anymore. That breaks my heart, because I'm a McDonald's person through and through.
They probably lost the contract, maybe. Who knows?
Maybe, I don't know. But the exit 11 after, I don't know if it's Grover Cleveland exit. I don't know that. I forget the name of it, but you know, you just take that exit because you're going northbound.
Right.
And I like that one best because that one was redone.
It's the most modern.
And it's clean. Right. exit nine, right before nine, the Joyce Kilmer one, it's old. And you feel grimy when you come out of that. That's why I like the exit 11 one, and Ken will laugh at me. But mind you, that one was down after Hurricane Sandy. It was destroyed, I think. So that's why they redid it.
Mm.
But go ahead, Ken.
Okay. So, like my co-host here, I also have a pizza addiction. So, as I drive home and go past the exit, I was probably getting like two slices every time, easy. And I know the price by heart. Two slices come up to
$8.12. $8.12, y'all.
Don't care. Good pizza.
Two slices.
It's some good pizza.
Where the dollar slices? That's what I want to know.
So, the pizza is always fresh. It's always coming out the oven. It's bubbles in the cheese, it's bubbles in the bread, which I love because I'm a good pizza connoisseur like that. So, I'm trying to get my weight together. This is the Fat Girl Chronicles. I'm your brother in the struggle. So, I told myself, hey, I'm going to get one pizza and a salad. I'm going to rationalize my pizza addiction here.
And that's beautiful. That's what they say. It's all about moderation, right? So,
right.
One slice. And then the salad makes perfect sense to me.
Exactly. So I picked out the pizza I want, the one with all the bubbles in it, the one with the cheese and everything, like little crisp to the cheese, little char,
yeah,
all that type of good stuff.
He is very particular about his pizza.
I really am.
Very, like he's like, no, not that one. Yeah, that one that right one. There.
So he puts the pizza in the oven, then we walk over to the salad counter. So I'm picking out my salad and all the stuff I want in my salad. I basically get a bowl of grass with no meat in it and some cheese.
That's because there's no meat.
Right. So while he's making my salad, he tells his friend, his counterpart, his coworker, to take the pizza out of the oven. He does so. He takes my pizza and gives it to this couple. I'm not going to say what race the couple was, but he gave it to this couple. I was upset. I'm like, and I'm an only child, so I'm really spoiled. So I was like, did he just give my pizza away to them? He's like, yeah, man. I'm like, well, why aren't you doing anything about it? I chose that specific pizza. Well, we could put another one in for you. No. That's when my spoiled brat came out at me, and I said, no. I don't want another pizza. And then I'm looking at the couple, look at my pizza that was meant for me, that was destined for me, in my mouth, in my taste buds. And they're like looking at the pizza in disgust. They don't like how it has the different bubbles and everything going on with the pizza that I enjoy, that I savor when I eat it. So they're upset. They look at this pizza about 3 or 4 times and they decide to take it. Now they done breathed over it, pointed at it.
They done breathed on it.
Breathe. There's no way I'm going to even ask for the pizza.
B-R-E-A-V-E. Breathe.
So I'm in my feeling. So he makes my salad. I storm away. go to the cashier to pay for my salad. Mind you, a bowl of grass.
No side pizza anymore.
Right. Therefore, the price for the pizza was, I'm sorry, the price for the salad was $9.35.
You hear this, y'all? $9.35. Mind you, 2 slices come to $8.
And 12 cents. All right, I got it down to a science.
Doing that 12 cent, okay.
So how could 2 pizzas be cheaper than a bowl of grass? I was so angry. I lost my pizza. And now I was ready to let this salad go because it was a bowl of grass and it was charging me too much money. So I shared my feelings of how everything went with all the employees there. And then I walked out.
I'm sorry. No. You cannot end it there. Share those feelings that you share with them. Be honest now, because I heard all of it, y'all.
Listen, this is a PG podcast.
And it doesn't need to be PG. We are all grown adults here. We can push the PG-13.
I mean, I might have used some choice, colorful language with them to express my disappointment.
You was cussing them out. Go ahead and say it. You was cussing them out. You was flipping tables.
Rightfully so. They played with my emotions. They gave away the pizza that was made specifically for me. I had plans on that pizza. I dreamed about that pizza the whole ride there.
Now, mind you, I'm often talking to him on his commute. And he talks to me on my commute because our commutes are hour and a half plus. So a lot of times we are making poor food decisions talking to each other. And he was going off. You would thaw somebody that stole money from him. All right. But that's what you get. You should never order a salad with nothing in it.
Well, I don't even care about the salad. I could care less about that. But my pizza.
So the salad meant nothing.
It meant nothing to me.
It was all about the pizza.
It was about the specific pizza that I ordered that was perfect for me. I basically had a date with that pizza. I was destined to be with that slice of pizza. And he just destroyed my whole world by giving it to a couple that didn't even appreciate it.
They didn't even appreciate it.
I might have could have respected if they appreciated it.
They was like, ooh, this looks good.
No.
They didn't do that.
No.
They just looked at it.
The same love I had for that slice of pizza.
I don't think anybody had the love that you had for that slice of pizza.
Maybe they did.
Maybe you needed alone time with that pizza. That's what it sounded like.
Yeah, I just think that the person who works there was evil for giving it away to somebody who didn't appreciate it.
Yeah, but there's a bunch of young kids working there. They all young. I don't think there's any adults. Are they even?
But I mean, I don't think it's hard to say, hey, that's his slice of pizza. Don't touch it. Was it so hard to say that?
Yes.
Apparently so.
Because apparently he didn't do that. So
he did not.
Yes, it was too hard for him. He was like, oh, whatever, you can get a different slice. Well, now you know. What did you learn from this situation?
What I learned from that experience was I have to choose the pizza I want and watch it come out the oven and wait for me to receive it.
And then go get a salad?
Yes. I can't turn my back on my favorite slice of pizza ever again.
You really? Like, it's a best friend. You turned your back on them. You abandoned them. You left them alone.
I bonded with this pizza on these long ride homes. It brings me joy to eat a nice bubbly cheese slice of pizza. This is regular cheese slice. It had no pineapples on it. If it would have had pineapples on it, oh, I would have destroyed that whole plate if it had pineapples on it.
And you would be banned from there. Have you been back?
I have not been back. I'm too upset.
When are you going to go back? It's been like a week, hasn't it?
Well, I looked in and I saw that the people I cursed out was still there. So I decided not to continue any further.
You think they don't have your picture up there, do they?
They don't have my picture up, but you know.
That's so funny.
I need to reconcile with what happened before I see those people again.
You need to take a moment.
Yeah, I need a break.
And then were you attacked? Excuse me, reclaiming my time. Reclaiming my pizza. Excuse me, reclaiming my pizza.
I should have brought Maxine Waters in there with
me. Exactly. Like, no. Reclaiming my pizza. Reclaiming my pizza. That's what you should have did. Oh my gosh, that would have been hilarious. They're going to ban you from there. I'll be the only one going in there.
You're like, go. Have to send you in there for me.
And they'd be like, we know who you buying that pizza for. You got to pick out the one with the bubbles and everything like that. I guess I'll have to FaceTime.
I might have to write a letter about my experience.
You should. You know what?
CEO or something of the company.
I'm going to be honest. I write letters all the time. I write emails. I will be in line and I'm upset and I'm writing an email right then and there.
Like, writing like an incident report.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm writing it like, like full on Kermit the Frog typing my complaint about whatever place. And I always get a gift card or something out of it. And I don't do it because of the gift card. I do it because I'm pissed off and I need them to know. I actually have an Applebee's gift card I'm looking at right now because Applebee's screwed me over and I was mad and they gave me a gift card. But then, you know, Hot Topic just did that too. Listen, I spend a lot of money at your establishment.
Respect my authority.
Respect my authority.
Respect my food choice.
Respect my food struggles.
Exactly.
Okay. So I think that's about it for this week's episode. All right, guys, you know the deal. Hit us up on our social media. Our Facebook is Fat Girl Chronicles. You just do the @FatGirlsChronicles NJ. You can definitely find us there. Or you just do a search and Fat Girl Chronicles and come right up. On Twitter, we have @FatGirlNJ. Instagram is FatGirlChroniclesNJ. And definitely shoot us your fan favorite in terms of food, any fan stories you have, Fat Girl moments that you may have recently have or can remember. Send those in at FatGirlChroniclesContact@gmail.com. If we like what you're saying, we'll definitely read them on the air. So those are all our social media. Let us know. You know, definitely share them out on your various social media as well. Ken, do you have anything you want to say to the people before we go?
I just need everybody to write a letter to this company to express how disrespected I was for not getting the pizza that I selected.
Mind you, we don't know the name of the pizza place. It's just some no-name pizza place.
It's after exit 11 on the turnpike.
So please.
More to come.
Hit them up. Next time I guess we go in, we'll definitely look for the name to definitely give that to you guys. Well, that's been us here at Fat Girl Chronicles. I hope you enjoyed it. And y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day. Bye.
Bye.
Fat Girl Chronicles. I love food.